The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back for another session of Sanity right here on the real side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but the real side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. As I said, later on in the hour, Andrea Nelson's going to join me from the Clover Agency. We're going to talk about some of the, you know, I call them distractions because they are. The distractions from the real things going on around us. So she'll join me. Try to explain all this pop culture stuff. Maybe I don't want to know what it means. Because, look, here we go. Here's your government at work for you, right? Hey, kids, no permit, no singing. Well, no singing the national anthem, that is, at a 9/11 memorial. At a 9/11 memorial, no singing the national anthem. Last Wednesday, a choir from the Waynesville Middle School in North Carolina was told by local security, "You stop singing that Star Spangled Banner, kids," outside of the New York City's 9/11 memorial. Why? Well, the group didn't have the proper permits to make it happen. I mean, think about that. You hear kids singing the national anthem. You go out there. Because I don't know, I would hope or think that you're looking to encourage them, right? At least that's what I'd be doing. And you go out there and a guy in a uniform, are you hearing me? A guy in a uniform is wagging his finger in front of their face going, no, we'll have none of that. You can't be doing that. Now this is a story from WPXI. Basically, they performed approximately half of the national anthem. They were told by security to cease and desist. Waynesville Middle School principal Trevor Putnam said, and they, of course, complied immediately. The students didn't have a permit, but did have a verbal okay from a security guard. Well, one of the other security guards. Now, I think it's terrible being a veteran and such. Bill Wright, who was visiting the memorial site, said, trying to instill our youth. Now, see, think about that. That's something that's going to be left in their head. They're not going to know what to do with themselves. They actually sang the national anthem and got in trouble for doing so. I think it's terrible being a veteran as such, he said, who was visiting the memorial, trying to instill in our youth the history of our country, the importance of our country, what we have here. So why stop them from singing the anthem? How long is the anthem? Like 2 minutes? Who are they bothering? I'm looking around on the picture. I can't see who they would be bothering. Now, the 9/11 Memorial website does state that under its prohibited behavior and disorderly conduct section, that disorderly conduct may include, but is not limited to, any of the following prohibited acts by visitors occurring anywhere on the 9/11 Memorial and Museum property. Let me see. This item, yeah, okay, so item G is engaging in expressive activity that has the effect, intent, or propensity to draw a crowd of onlookers, except the 9/11 memorial will allow. Okay. With a valid memorial permit, information available at the front desk, to perform musical works on the memorial plaza for a 20-minute period on one designated day each month in the spring, summer, and fall, provided that there is no sound amplification and groups are smaller than 50. This is a 9/11 memorial. These kids can't be more than, they're not that old. We'll put it that way. And I realize that you got to have some rules and you got to have some guidelines. But when you have a bunch of young kids simply trying to be patriotic, why would you do this to them? Right? The permit costs $35. The national anthem takes, now look, it said up to 20 minutes, right? How long does it take to sing the national anthem? Minute and a half? 2 minutes? Not a long time. And what I'm reading here, too, is it says that when you pay for the application, it's a non-refundable fee, and they don't have to say yes. So I don't understand why you would keep them from doing this. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too patriotic or something or not getting it. Anyhow, again, these things, they go through me like a red-hot knife goes through butter. All right, let's see if we can find something a little more lighthearted tonight, huh? Get out of the nasties. What do you think? Between 25 and these are useless facts that you'll never, ever, 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 ever use. Well, here's something interesting. You know, what's the most common name? Let's see if I have any smarties in the chat room, right? What's the most common name in the world? Anybody know? You want to guess? Come on. You're too slow, man. It's not Joe. It's not Susie. It's not John. According to this, it's Muhammad. Yeah, there you go. Between 25% and 33% of populations sneeze when exposed to light. Like you really care, right? Most toilets flush in E flat. Well, there's a new one. And approximately... I can't even... I don't even know what to do with this one. Approximately 40,000 Americans are injured by toilets each year. What in God's creation in a toilet can injure you? And please don't write it down. It actually takes 142.18 licks. Now, only my older friends will know this. This is sad. It takes about 142.18 legs to reach the center of a Tootsie Pop. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Andrea Nelson joins me, my pop culture queen. And she's going to tell me why I even care, why Jay-Z and Beyonce are having problems. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Friedman Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be involved, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com, or hop up on the website, and you can go ahead and get involved in the live chat room, whatever you want to do. Hey, look, if you get really nasty, I'll censor you, but other than that, I really don't. Let me bring on my next guest. She hasn't been on in a while, but we usually have her on at least every week, because I have no clue as to what's going on in the pop culture world. Andrea Nelson joins me with the Clover Agency. You know what? She's trying to keep me up to date on stuff I just don't even care about. Andrea, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me. That was an introduction. So glad to be here.
You know what it is?
Because your audience cares.
They do care because they make fun of me for it sometimes, but But for me, it's look, we were talking about it during the break. I heard about it earlier, and I'm going, so Jay-Z, I kept calling him JC, right?
Yeah, I heard that before the break. I just want to clarify, JC is a different person.
So Jay-Z and Beyonce, she says, it's not the best of marriages. I don't care. I really don't care. I care about my marriage and some friends that I have and stuff like that. Why do we care whether she has the best of marriage?
Let me just say this. I mean, I honestly don't think that Beyonce, she's known to be more of a private person. She's not a Kim Kardashian at all. And I think that the reason why people are so intrigued by this, by their relationship, is the fact that she is, and both of them together are, have been pretty private about, you know, the details of the ins and outs of their relationship. The reason why I think people, you know, it came to the surface was this elevator, the famous elevator security video 2 years ago.
Right.
And most of, you know, of course, that flew like wildfire around the internet. Where her sister Solange is just screaming and kicking and hitting her husband Jay-Z over something. There's no audio in the tape. It's only video. So we don't know why, but we're just left there like something clearly is going on. And this is a security video. Okay. Nobody is intentionally capturing this on tape, but it is captured on tape. It's released and everybody wants to know what went down in the elevator. They went into the elevator, perfectly fine. They come out of the elevator, perfectly fine. But what happened in the elevator clearly was not fine. So the fact that she released her album today called Lemonade, and there is a song on the album that seems like, you know, she's certainly revealing her, you know, angst and frustration and sadness and anger over what seems to be, the lyrics suggest, her, you know, her difficulties in her marriage, which as an artist, I give her, you know, I have a lot of respect for her as an artist. I think that on some level, all artists reveal themselves in some way in, through their art. And in her case, she's a singer, and not surprising that.
So we really don't mind hearing about her personal.
Well, I mean, well, my point is this. I don't think she's intentionally advertising it. She's not trying to get attention for it. But it, you know, it happened on tape. Nobody intentionally filmed it. It was a security video that was released, not by her. It's not like she's going after the publicity for this. I mean, yes, marriages are hard. I mean, I think that everybody can agree with that. You know, those, even in happy marriages, they're tough. And I think people look up to Beyonce. The fact that clearly they can see her as and identify maybe with her and this difficult time she's facing, I think makes her feel more real. And, you know, people like that. They want to see that the people they look up to are,
yeah,
real.
No.
No, you do not. You don't care. You still don't care. Where is the humanity?
I do not. Listen, here's the humanity. I have a relationship with my neighbors. I have a relationship with, you know, other people that I've worked with over the years. You know, if they're having issues and problems, yeah, I'm going to reach out because I have a face-to-face relationship with them. I know them. You know, I'm upset for them when they're not having a good time in their marriage or whatever they got going on in their world. I can't feel bad for somebody who makes a couple of $100 million a year. I know, I could bump into her in the street and wouldn't know who she was.
But can't you admit, though, have you ever had a situation where you've seen a musical or you've seen a production?
Wait, stop, stop, stop.
Whoa, okay, whoa.
Where you've seen a musical.
Forget I said that. You've listened to a song. I read a book. Haven't you ever had that, an experience where you interacted with a piece of art in any of those forms and thought, and you were somewhat, even a small bit, a little bit changed by it, like a little bit affected or influenced? Come on, Joe. Really? No?
Nothing. No, you know what? Read a book. You know, I'm going to get religious on you. There's only one book that's changed my life, and it's the Bible. But other than that, I can't think of anything where I read and gone, oh, my, is that me? Or that person did it? I mean, I have some favorite movies I like because of the messages.
Okay.
I haven't changed my life because of the message. Okay?
Oh, well, but I mean, to be fair, I the Bible, that's a great example for you.
Yeah.
And if you're a spiritual person, that, you know, that affects you. But, like, what about a person who maybe isn't religious and maybe looks up to Beyonce and puts her. Now, I'm not saying this is okay, but maybe puts her up on a pedestal
You're trying to poke me with a red hot pin, aren't you?
I know.
Right? What did she do? What was that video she did? She's a role model, and people look up to her as she's having sex in the back of a limo and talking about how great it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
I'm up.
I'm so impressed by her. Let me tell you what. Didn't she start off in like a gospel girl group or something? I don't know what it was.
I believe she does have.
Yeah, see that? I mean, so, don't do this to me. to me, she's a great example of how you can go sideways really fast with money. How's that? That'll tee off some people. Here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's tee off some more people. Here we go. Minnesota parents sue to get trans classes in kindergarten. A parent of a 5-year-old trans questioning child has filed a complaint against a charter school for refusing to teach harmful anti-science beliefs about human biology. Now, a parent of a 5-year-old transgender child has filed a complaint against a St. Paul charter school. Now, David and Hannah Edwards, whose child was born a boy but now thinks he's a girl, has filed the city. Now, here's where I'm going to get you upset, okay? I'm okay later on in life if somebody decides this is the direction they want to go in or what have you. But I've spoken to several psychologists and read, and I got a boatload of articles if you want them. At 5 years old, 6 years old, 7 years old, a child has no clue about sex or gender. The only way they can go in that direction if a parent or parents have almost instilled that in them, if you would.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead. Get me out.
Well, this is what I will say, though, about the situation is I agree with you in some sense in the fact that I don't think these 5-year-old children are, and even that this particular child is thinking about it that way.
All right. Hold that thought. We gotta pay for this show. Yeah, I know. Listen, love it. Write down the note. You're not as old as I am. You can remember this. I always forget when we come back. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Andrea Nelson joins me. She's going to tell me why a 5-year-old knows that he or she is a transgender. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
I'm surprised they still let me play this song. She's a brick house. I'm Joe, the senior host. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, you know, we got, like I said, there's a gazillion distractions in the world I'd like to get away from time to time. I'll go back to politics in a minute. But Andrea Nelson joins me from the Clover Agency, as she does on a regular basis here, so she can get me understanding, although it doesn't always work. On some of these crazy stories that we do on a regular basis on the show. You got to go back and get the last segment if you want to. We talked about Jay-Z and Beyonce. I don't care any more than I care about Kim Kardashian and what a wide load she has, because that's all everybody ever talks about. Anyway, Andrea, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Did you see somebody
despite
sent me,
all that, thanks for having me.
Did you see the picture? Somebody sent me a picture of the new Kim Kardashian bidet. Did you see that?
Can't say that I did, but boy, that was an image that I cannot.
There you
forget.
Go. I'm telling you. Okay. Let me put it this
Thanks
way.
A lot for that.
You know, most toilets are elongated, right? Hers was actually looked like it was turned sideways. It was wider. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so we just move on from there. I wonder if she hand signs it, if she'll be able to sell a lot of them. Anyhow, we were talking about the Minnesota parents who are suing over the fact that their 5-year-old is a transgender child at 5. And there's no education classes for the kids, for the other kids in the class to understand. Tell me what your take is on this.
Well, we were talking in the break, I think, you know, I agree with you in a sense that the word transgender is not coming from a 5-year-old, obviously.
They can't
you
even
know,
spell it.
That the issue of the transgender, quote-unquote transgender issue is coming from, you know, it's coming from parents, and it's coming from politicians, and it's coming from, you know, social activists, and it's coming from those people, but not in adults. It's not coming from a 5-year-old child. However, I can see how the issue of a child, let's not label him or her one way or the other, but a child who just wants to wear pink tennis shoes to school one day because he or she likes them. He likes them. And so he wears the pink tennis shoes, and then the other kids point and laugh. Now, that, to me, is the issue that needs to be addressed at 5 years old in an age-appropriate way, that's not nice. It's not nice. And it doesn't require any labels. It doesn't say that we need to, like, label this child. He must be transgender because he wants to wear pink tennis shoes. It's not about that. It's about one child comes to school and another child doesn't have, you know, should be redirected if children are bullying or laughing or teasing. That has to be stopped. That's not okay.
Yeah,
and at that level, at 5 years old, that is the age-appropriate, in my opinion, the age-appropriate way of redirecting and handling that situation and not labeling it. You know, why does this child need to be labeled one word? You know, it's not an issue of transgender. It's an issue of, look, this isn't okay. We're nice to one another. We accept each other. You know, our differences, we don't tease and be race.
Well, no, and we should be doing that. We should be teaching kids not to, not to make fun of other kids and how they dress and how they act and that kind of thing. I don't have a problem with that. Kids shouldn't be bullied over. Again, listen, my daughter, I know she doesn't listen to the show, so I'm cool. My daughter, when she was younger, she would want to go to school. She would have, now, look, I'm no slave to fashion, you know that, but I know when things don't look right. And she would have, like, leopard skin tights on, right? And then she'd have some kind of polka dot or striped dress on or skirt, if you would. I mean, just crazy stuff. Almost, I don't know if you're old enough to remember, she almost looked like Punky Brewster going to school most of the time, right?
Well, and I think that there's something about that should be encouraged with kids. I mean, there is this, their own creative, personal expression. My son went through a phase where he loved to put my shoes on and he loved to dress up like mom does because he just saw me dressing that way. Not because he felt,
feminine. When somebody plays the show back in 20 years, he's going to really love you. Let me tell you what, okay? just remember I told you that ahead of time. But, no, I never disparaged her. I would look at her and go, really? You want to go out like that? And she'd say, yes. Okay, fine. You know, they were clean clothes. Maybe they didn't match or go right. But I'm not going to disparage her from doing that kind of stuff. I think when it gets into this realm, like you were saying earlier, I think that's a problem. I really do.
I think the focus should be on teaching kids on the bullying issue, but not the transgender issue. I mean, I think we just need to... let's be realistic about how we can best, use this as a teachable moment for all kids in the classroom and not just single out one individual child.
All right. Well, this next story, I probably got a different take on it than you do, but it is kind of funny. A mom who was forced to give up gallons of breast milk at Heathrow Airport, an American mother did everything she could to prepare for a 15-day business trip away from her baby when security took her nearly 500 ounces of breast milk. She spoke up on social media and, she made a big deal out of it and even cited, how much was that to give up gallons? 500 ounces of breast milk. What did she pump this thing for a week? I mean,
well, it sounds like she had an extensive business trip. It was, it's several days. I forget now how many days, but it was certainly enough to, yeah, for sure. And she doesn't want to, she wants to continue to produce so that when she goes home, she can feed her baby, which I completely respect. And you laugh at the story, but I had the same experience. Almost.
No. I'm laughing at how long it takes, how long it would take. What kind of plan? Because breast milk.
What is funny about that?
I didn't think breast milk lasted that long.
Oh, I mean, if she's frozen it, oh, for sure. It can last It can last 3 months in a regular freezer, or it can last 6 months in a deep freezer. But she sounds like she's, frozen in a block. I'll tell you, though, this is, for me, this is a very similar story. I didn't have the guts to take it actually on the plane, so I packed it up and sent it over dry ice, which worked better but cost me a fortune. Clearly, I wasn't stopped and it wasn't confiscated. That was good. I shipped it, but it was incredibly expensive to ship it. So,
all right, so let me
I don't know if that was an option for her, but the fact that they confiscated it, that's cheap.
Okay. But let me ask you a question. We've got this point now where anytime we feel like we've been wronged, we've got to go right to social media with it. We've got to make, what happened to the days of, why don't you first take it to the authorities, right? The airport police, the whatever, even the airline, and say, look, you know what? Is there something I did wrong? Is there a way to do this ahead of time? Because let's be honest about this. In today's environment, it would be nothing against a real extremist to hide some kind of explosive in this. Yes? No? Maybe?
Well, I don't disagree with that. I think that there's maybe some truth to what you just said. But I think the reason why people don't go quickly to the authorities in that situation, to the airport, security or whatever, and try to talk it out versus getting on social media is because they don't trust the authorities TSA and whatnot. They know they'll get a better response or this response they want to get if they go to social media, because there's enough other moms out there who are going to be sympathetic to the situation and chime in and make a big deal about it. In fact, and depending on what airline she was flying, she certainly has a better chance of getting that airline to pay attention when she's put it all over social media. And, you know, moms everywhere are outraged. And goodness, you know, a national or an international, you know, media outlet is going to pick up the story. So in that case, that's exactly what happened. She probably actually got doing what she did versus going to TSA.
What I think is funny about this, look, I write a weekly piece that's between 800 and 1,200 words, right? She wrote almost a 1,600-word Facebook post. I don't know many people on Facebook that can't get past 150 words, let alone almost 1,600 words, which I find kind of interesting. But again, I just this craze on the internet, on Facebook, on Twitter, when we go right to it, to right a wrong, instead of going to the company, we give them time to make it right. But you don't agree with that. Listen, you have a company. You have a company, right? If somebody feels like you took them to the cleaners, wouldn't you rather have them call you first before they say, don't use this company?
Oh, of course. I mean, who wouldn't?
Right.
But the problem is that companies don't often have that relationship with consumers to let them feel like it's going to get resolved. It's going to, you know, just tell us what's going on. I think that companies who do a good job of keeping, you know, that suggestion box, if you will, open and available and, you know, to tips, suggestions, feedback. I mean, I think they will have a better time of getting those consumers to approach them first if there's an issue versus broadcasting it. And then that's become really the ultimate goal in this day and age. It didn't used to be that way necessarily.
No,
now, if you're the company who can be accessible to your customers, you have a better chance of keeping them.
Well, when we come back, let's talk about racism the way I talk about racism. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Andrea Nelson from the Clover Agency joins me. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come on back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And, I appreciate so much the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, sending me messages during the show, sending me messages after the show. Although I never got that. If you got something to say, say it during the show. I can respond. I know some of you listen to it afterward. I got that. I know it plays in different times in different areas. But send me, you know, when you send me the thing, I can't respond right now unless you're listening to it live. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. I've got an announcement I want to tell you about, but I don't want to tell you about it. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait a week. So you're going to have to listen every night to find out. Anyway, Andrea Nelson joins me, as she does on a regular basis here on The Real Side. She's with the Clover Agency. And she keeps me, I don't know, I'd say abreast of pop culture. Considering our last story, I thought that was kind of funny. No? Okay, never mind. I still want to know, somebody in the chat room said that's 5 gallons of milk. Is that even possible?
Absolutely it's possible.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus, I mean,
if we're talking about a business trip that's lasting, you know, upwards of a couple of weeks, you know, a week or two, a couple weeks, sure. Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, you know, you're feeding a small baby. If you're feeding a baby, like, you know, 6 times a day.
Yeah, but listen. I'm not trying to get rude here, but you get a little bit of a break, right? When you're pumped that much breast milk, you're pumping it in a relatively short period of time. You've got to be sore or whatever. I just, whatever. Anyway, I don't even.
This is great stuff. This is great. This is really great radio.
You like this because I can't, you know how I am. And
it's charming. I love it. This is great.
All right, let's move on to racism, all right? So, you know, I get the Sunday deliveries from Amazon. I actually feel bad about it because you know how I am. I'd rather people be home with their families on Sunday. And so I get the Sunday deliveries from Amazon. I kind of feel bad. I went out and talked to the mailman one day, or I guess mail person, whatever you got to call him. I call him the mailman. And he said, oh, no, we love it. We do pretty good with the Sunday things. And it's only Amazon they deliver on Sunday, so they do well with it. And everybody wants the extra money. And we all want to make a few extra bucks, right? But according to this article, is Amazon's same-day delivery service, is it racist? Now, Amazon doesn't offer same-day delivery service to some poorer black neighborhoods, and this is a result of relying on too much of the big data to make the same. Yeah, you know what? This is where people forget something. It doesn't matter whether it's black, Italian, Hispanic, Asian, or white. If you're in a poor neighborhood, the chances of you ordering from Amazon for Sunday delivery are almost nil and none, and they have to make money. Don't they have an obligation to pay back their shareholders?
Of course they do. Absolutely. And they have to make a decision that is going to be, they have to take a look at the analytics, and they have to make a decision that is right for business. And they have no other obligation other than that. They have no other obligation.
That's right. Well, but you see how everything, this goes to my earlier rant in the first hour where I said, we've got to the point now where everything is racist, right? Or you're a bigot, or you're some kind of phobe. If you're not doing it for everybody, in this case, it makes no financial sense to send delivery trucks into lower socioeconomic areas. Look, in the area we live in, chances are really good they have a couple of dozen deliveries on a Sunday. Okay, let's just put it that way, right? But in the lower socioeconomic areas, you may have one or two, maybe. That doesn't pay for the truck to go there. You know what I'm saying?
And also keep in mind that as Amazon, this is really largely a feature of a benefit of Amazon Prime members. Amazon Prime members receive.
Oh, well, wait a minute. That changes the whole conversation, right?
Well, Amazon Prime members pay a premium, right?
That's right.
Certain benefits that they receive with Amazon. Now, it's less likely, and according to their data, the data that they do, you know, collect about the consumers, they have a far less number of Amazon Prime members in some of these lower income areas than they do in the higher income areas. Now, how that relates to race, well, we do know that some of the lower income areas that are predominantly African American and Hispanic are not going to get this service if they're not Prime members. But that doesn't mean that African Americans are not receiving the service or in another neighborhood or the Hispanics, et cetera. So I think we have to take a step back and take a look at.
No, it has to be racist. I mean, think about it.
Because everything is. At the end of the day, there's a racist reason for every decision every company makes anymore.
Yeah.
And every politician, for that matter.
And that's
not true.
And that's what they've broken it down to. Doesn't that just make you, it makes me nuts, you know, when they do stuff like that. Because you and I both know it's not. It's like when Al Sharpton came out and said, look, we have to get more black people on these more CEOs on these boards. We have to get more, you know, they're prejudiced against black people. And I said, no, they're not. They only care about the almighty green, okay? So they don't care what color you are, what nationality you are, or anything like that. You know, they just care that the bottom line is that the company's making money and the boardroom makes those decisions. You know, I'm looking as we're talking, I was looking at something and thinking some of the most affluent black areas, Fort Washington, Maryland, Mitchville, Maryland, Bowie, Maryland, they're all Maryland, Friendly, Maryland. Anyway, Ladera Heights, California, right? The average home income in these places, Hillcrest, New York, is over $100,000, right? And I'll bet you if we went and looked it up, that these areas are being well-serviced by Amazon. I'm willing to bet that because, as you put it, there are probably more Amazon Prime members there. Would you bet that one? Would you bet a lunch on that one?
I would bet a lunch on that one. But then, you know, you've got other, you know, neighborhoods that, you know, lower income neighborhoods. And then why doesn't that person get equal access to that benefit? Isn't that fair? Shouldn't everybody have access?
No.
But this is where the conversation quickly goes.
If you want to pay for equal access, you can have equal access. Wait a minute. So this is the argument. So if I get on a plane, even though I've paid for cattle area, I don't get to sit in first class. Shouldn't I have equal access? No, you're not paying for it. Make more money. You can go sit up in first class.
I think it's interesting that there's this Bernie Sanders supporters, and we're seeing this rebellion against that whole idea. And that's going to be interesting to watch because, what does that mean? Everybody deserves everything. And that attitude, everybody deserves everything. If I'm walking this earth, I deserve everything everybody next to me gets. It's just what other kinds of consequences does that have?
Okay, you brought him up, and we still got a couple of minutes. I'm going to have some fun with this, okay? So Bernie Sanders apparently is now pondering the legality of cigarettes. So... this is almost like the question as to why cigarettes. He wants to know why cigarettes are legal in the United States. That was, and you can check that. This is not Joe Messina just saying it. Last Sunday on NBC Meets the Press, this was a question that was asked, and the remark came as Sanders explained his opposition to a proposed tax on sugary drinks in Philadelphia, which would fund pre-kindergarten education and the higher taxes on cigarettes. And what he says is, they affect the more social, the lower social economic classes and areas. And he might be right, but the reality is, do they not, if you've been drinking, now you know how this affects children when you, bad food, sugary drinks, cigarette smoking, all of that. Aren't you more of a draw on services when you take those things, when you partake of those things?
I mean, I would think so. I mean, theoretically, yeah.
And they've tied obesity issues to these areas that, consume high amounts of sugary drinks. So all I'm trying to say here is that, but what bothers me about the comment was, why are cigarettes legal in the United States? I mean, my God.
But here's my question about the low income argument is, to me, I look at cigarettes now and I look at the taxes on cigarettes and I think you have to be rich to afford cigarettes anymore. If you're smoking a pack a day, I mean, that can cost you like $10 a day. Who has that kind of money?
But that's where guys like Bernie and others would say, that they're giving up food for their cigarettes and we should feel bad for them. No, you should quit.
And if they quit, they'd have more money for food. It's like, it's insane. They would be so surprised.
Think about something.
Money go. I just think it's so
days,
incredibly expensive now.
Think about something. There's 30 days in a month, right? If you go through a pack of cigarettes a day, which most people do, just for conversation's sake, and you smoke the good ones, that's $10 a day. That's $300 a month. That's enough of a payment for, a decent little car, don't you think?
Well, that's a whole lot more than I pay for my Starbucks every day.
Yeah, that's a whole lot more. Oh, yeah, I guess it is. Yeah, yeah.
A lot.
I'm just thinking, like, knowing you,
times.
I don't doubt it at all very much. I will tell you I don't pay that much at Starbucks, as you can imagine.
Well, I don't pay much. I certainly don't pay $10.
I don't like Starbucks.
I've got my $2.25 drip coffee, and that's good. I'm good for the day.
No, I get a kick out of
stuff. I think a $10 pack of cigarettes would break me.
Yeah, you wouldn't catch me doing it. And then complaining about how I didn't have enough money to feed my kids. Go figure that one out anyway. All right, how do people find you, Andrea?
They can find me on my website, thecloveragency.com, or, of course, on Twitter. Andrea NDLC is my Twitter handle.
All
thanks
right.
for having me.
Well, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. And, hey, look, load them up for next week. Let's do version 2 of Beyonce, please. Go ahead. Just shoot me. Anyway, thanks for being with me tonight. I appreciate your time. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Listen, head over to the website, The Real Side. Listen, what did I pick that up from? Head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. We come back the next hour. Bernie Sanders is changing the way millennials think about politics. Let's go ahead and check that out on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Heat up your coffee. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.